Financially distressed cities have pressing problems, namely how to balance the budget. But then there are issues like building renewal and long-term growth. Keystone Crossroads' Kate Lau Schaffner takes us to Altoona, where a university is revitalizing the downtown one building at a time.
As you can see, another great-looking building.
Altoona Mayor Matt Pacifico loves his city. But listen, you can hear a pang in his voice when he talks about it.
All the buildings down here, they all have just a really neat look to the outside of them, but they just need so much work done to them.
It's a common sentiment in Pennsylvania towns that have seen better days. The potential is there, but fixing up the buildings would take some pretty deep pockets. And that's not the only challenge. You also have to ask, in a financially distressed town, is there even a market for a rehab building?
Hi, Angie. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Could I please have a tall cappuccino?
Just one street away, Penn State Altoona Chancellor Lori Bechtel-Wary orders a drink in the school's Aaron building, which is about 3 miles from the school's main campus at the edge of town. It's clear the Aaron building is kind of her baby. She's watched it transform from a pretty rough past.
Let me tell you the story. We donned hard hats and walked up, I think it's 357 steps to the top floor. There were holes in a hole in the ceiling, and pigeons were there. We were tramping over pigeon carcasses.
The building now houses classrooms, offices, and communications and nursing labs. Penn State Altoona is uniquely equipped to invest in downtown. For one, people like donating to schools. Take a quick walk through the university's downtown Sheet Center for Entrepreneurial Excellence, and you'll see family names on practically every wall.
Here we have the Gail and Mike Irwin Trading Room. Here we have the Young Oaks and Brown Conference Center. Downstairs we have the Ward Trucking Family Conference Center.
A university also provides its own market. Unlike a developer that would then have to find businesses or individuals to rent out the space. All told, Penn State Altoona has rehabbed 4 buildings downtown, with more to come. Bechtel-Wary says for them, it's actually cheaper than new construction. And hey, there's also the perk of investing in the city. Bechtel-Wary says she's already seen businesses move in because of the student presence.
Everyone wins. It's a win-win-win-win. We came here to meet our students' academic needs, but a nice ancillary effect is we are helping to revitalize the downtown area, which I care very much about because we are part of this community.
Altoona is, of course, not the only community that's benefiting from a school. But this economic boost can be particularly powerful in struggling cities hurting for any investment. In financially distressed Scranton, the University of Scranton estimates its regional economic impact at around $270 million over the 2012 to 2013 academic year. There isn't data to quantify the economic impact of all universities statewide, but one study says private colleges and universities alone contribute more than $16 billion to the Pennsylvania economy annually. But leaning too heavily on the local university can be risky. A single policy change can cause economic ripples throughout the community. Case in point, starting next year, Bucknell University is cutting the number of students who can live off campus by more than half. Kevin Gardner manages properties at Brynwood Rentals.
There'll be approximately 90 vacant units dumped on the market overnight in June.
A number, Gardner says, the small town of Lewisburg can't absorb. Gardner says Bucknell has done a lot to help revitalize the area, but he says the local economy's dependency on Bucknell is a double-edged sword.
To a certain degree, you're at their whim.
Still, back in Altoona, Mayor Pacifico says he's not really worried. He says he doesn't see overdependence being a problem in Altoona.
We're just glad that Penn State has shown such an interest in our city.
Penn State Altoona has plans to further expand its downtown presence. Kate Lau Schaffner, Keystone Crossroads.